I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is a prayer by Diana Butler Bass from her book, Grateful, the Subversive Practice of Giving Thanks. Let us pray as we listen to these words. God, there are days when we do not feel grateful, when we are anxious or angry, when we are alone, when we do not understand what is happening in the world or with our neighbors. We struggle to feel grateful. But this Thanksgiving, we choose gratitude to accept life as a gift from you, from the unfolding work of all creation. We choose to be grateful for the earth from which our food comes, for the water that gives life, and the air we all breathe. We make the choice to see our ancestors, those who came before us, and their stories as a continuing gift of wisdom for us today. We choose to see our families and friends with new eyes, appreciating them for who they are and being thankful for our homes, whether humble or grand. We will be grateful for our neighbors, no matter how they voted or how much we feel heard by them. We choose to see the whole planet as our shared commons, the public stage of the future of humankind and creation. God, this Thanksgiving, we do not give thanks. We choose it. Thus, with you and with all those gathered here, we pledge to make thanks, and we ask you to strengthen us in this resolve, here, now, and into the future, around this table, around the table of our nation, around the table of the earth. Amen. Our scripture reading is again taken from the letter of Paul to the church in Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4 and ending in verse 9. We are reading from the NRSV translation. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to the author of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 26, 27, and 28, also from NRSV. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, challenge us, and rebuild us.
So, syempre, sa last part ng ating reflection series at ang pagtatapos nung pagtatayo at paglikha ng bahay. Yun yung ating reflection today. Tapos na yung bahay, nagawa na or na-renovate na, na-restore na. Anong kasunod? No, the construction is done. Complete na, finish na. What's next? Anong kasunod? Tingin nyo. Anong kasunod pagtapos na yung bahay o building? Pa?
Furniture, design, transfer.
And furniture transfer, blessing, yan, blessing. No? Blessing ang kasunod, house blessing. At medyo nabanggit ko na yan last week ng bahagya. And many religious traditions and cultures, kahit hindi Christian, no, marami mga ibang tradisyong relihiyon at kultura, ang may ritual blessing ng bagong bahay or even a renovated house. No? But house blessings are not just about asking for God's additional blessing. Yes, given na yon, kaya nga tawag sa kanya, blessing, house blessing. Itong chapel natin, nagkaroon tayo ng initial blessing. Ayan. Kuya Emil. Dito daw sa harap daw, para ano? We are ano, engaged and seen. Ayan. Ayan. Ay, dito. So, given na yon, yung house blessing, humingi talaga tayo ng blessing. Kaya nga, blessing ang tawag eh. Pero, higit pa ron, the house blessing is also a form of thanksgiving and celebration. Diba? Yung house blessing, pasasalamat din. Thanksgiving and celebration. We celebrate and give thanks for the completion of the house that we have envisioned and labored to build. We celebrate and give thanks to the various minds and hands who planned and constructed the house. We give thanks for all the resources we acquired, which have been poured into the house. No, hindi lang naman pera, yung iba't ibang resources, no? Yung mismong bato, yung minsang mismong bakal. We give thanks for the many resources. For every metal, nail, and screw, and every stone, concrete, and marble that came from the earth, the water used and mixed with concrete, every wood that was once a living mighty tree, yung kahoy, yung mga kahoy na dating buhay na puno, the very ground, the land where the house stands, and every human sweat that blessed the ground and the bodily energy that hammered and forged the house into what it has become. All of it, lahat yon, bawat inch, bawat atom nung bahay is from the Lord. Therefore, we give thanks. Tayo ay nagpapasalamat. And I have told this multiple times na, no? Multiple times ko na itong nabanggit in the past. Especially in relation to the communion, the Eucharist. Siguro gawin ko siya ulit later. No? When the Jews, yung mga Hudyo, pag sila ay kakain, yung kanilang prayer, blessing of the food, and in most of their activities na kailangan ng blessing, and siguro pati blessing ng house, hindi sila humihingi ng pagpapala sa Diyos. They don't ask God's blessing. Pag sila ay kakain, yung blessing nila, tinatawag nilang blessing, yung ritual na yon is actually to bless God. To give thanks to God. Hindi sila, pagkakain sila, hindi sila nagsisimula ng bless us, O Lord, and this gift. Hindi ganun eh. Pagkakain sila, or anuman ang ibe-bless nila, ang sinasabi nila, blessed are you, Lord God, sovereign of the universe. The Jews understand that everything is already a blessing. And in their blessing ritual, they affirm, sa kanilang ritual, ina-affirm nila that everything is a blessing by blessing God, giving thanks to God. No, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamot si lechem min haaretz. Blessed are you, Lord God, sovereign of the universe, for you have given us, or you give us, bread from the earth. Yun yung kanilang prayer blessing bago kakain at tuwing Shabbat. yung kanilang Shabbat meal or even Passover meal. And Jesus was a Jew. Hudyo si Jesus. Hindi naman Kristiyano si Jesus. Tayo Kristiyano kasi tagasunod tayo ni Jesus. Pero si Kristo, siya ay Hudyo. And he prayed these prayers. Prayers, this blessing that blesses God and affirms that everything is a blessing. Jesus would have said these prayers in Hebrew or Aramaic. In those times that you feel that God has restored you into new life, yung mga panahon na na-realize nyo na kayo ay ni-restore ng Panginoon, God has restored you or rebuilt you after a major struggle, failure, or health crisis. After nyo dumaan sa matinding pagsubok, at kayo ay parabang naibangon ng Panginoon, celebrate. Give thanks. Magpasalamat. Bless God who has blessed you with restoration. Everything that you needed was given to you during your period of rebuilding. Every person who helped you to rebuild your life, every mentor, teacher, or friend who guided and helped you, every lesson and piece of wisdom you have learned from your struggle, even from your pain, we give thanks. Give thanks. All of those are blessings. Even if you labored and you struggled, kahit na ikaw pa yung nagsumikap at nagtrabaho para maibangon ang iyong sarili, you never rebuild your life alone. You never build your life alone and by yourself. You had resources, minsan kahit kakaunti, kahit kakarampot, and you have people, kahit na isa lang o dalawa lang ang tumulong sa iyo. You have resources and people, no matter how small or few, that help you to get back on your feet. Walang na-restore, walang naibangon muli, that is absolutely ikaw lang. And therefore, celebrate, give thanks. Celebrate and give thanks for every success, small, medium, or great success. Success sa trabaho, success in your family, success in your friendship, success in your relationship if you have a partner, success as a single person, whether by choice or by circumstance. We need to celebrate and give thanks for the milestones of our lives. Whether, sabi ko kanina, whether maliit, medium, or isang napakabonggang milestone sa buhay. Celebrate. And that's why we celebrate birthdays. Success yun. Isang taon na naman. Tayong nabuhay at lahat ng karanasan ng nakalipas na taon. Anniversaries. Ordination ng mga pastor o mga pare. We celebrate. Anniversary ng simbahan. We celebrate. We give thanks. You need to celebrate and give thanks for the milestones of your life, even if sometimes you need to celebrate alone. Even if sometimes you need to celebrate alone. Hindi masama ang maging alone. At hindi always malungkot ang pagiging alone. Ako maski nung bata pa ako, maaga kong na-enjoy ang paminsan-minsan kumain mag-isa sa labas o manood ng sine mag-isa. Na abutan ko pa noon yung ang sine noon 50 pesos pa lang, 60 pesos.
35.
O, yung 35, ako 60 na naalala ko eh. 60 pesos no, 90 magkats 90 pesos, 120, 'di ba? Hindi yun nakakalungkot. Nasa sayo lang yun kung malungkot ka ng mag-isang nanonood ng sine. Sometimes it's necessary to be alone. So celebrate your milestone. Celebrate you. i-celebrate mo yung ikaw. Kuya Emil, napag-graduate niya yung kanyang, ano, Junakis. Kanyang pamangkin slash anak, no? Celebrate, give thanks, pasalamat. Celebrations and thanksgiving are the events and moments that makes life and this world worth living and oftentimes bearable. Especially now, sa lahat ng mga nangyayari, everything that is happening and that has happened so far, no, yung pandemic, 2 taon, kung kailan parang papaalis na tayo sa pandemic, meron namang gera, matinding gera sa Ukraine na nagtetreten ng world war daw, ganyan, hopefully hindi. No? And it is a miracle. It is a miracle that many of us are still sane. Na marami sa atin ay nananatili pa rin nasa katinuan ng pag-iisip. Sa kabila ng lahat ng mga nangyari at nangyayari sa ngayon. Because there are moments that we celebrate. There are moments that we give thanks. Celebration and thanksgiving are the events and moments of life that makes this world worth living and bearable. It is a miracle that we are all, that many of us are still sane, that many of us are still hopeful. Kaya yung community engagement yesterday, yung ipinush talaga ni Jack, and our weekly Sunday services are important human activities to celebrate, even in a small way, on a weekly basis, to celebrate and give thanks. No? Tuwing worship natin, hindi mawawala yung umpisang panalangin ay pagpapasalamat. Pagpapasalamat. To be together as a family of faith in these trying times. No, 2 days nga before, doon naman sa Ukraine, 2 days yata bago sumalakay yung Russia, mayroon pang mag-asawa, may couple na nagpakasal, no? Kahit na imminent na yung pag-atake ng Russia. Nag-celebrate pa rin sila. Nagpakasal pa rin sila. There is still something good, beautiful, and worth thanking even in the midst of degradation. Ano yan? Nasa luma nating statement of faith. Ano yun? In the midst of degradation, loneliness and despair. Diba? Pero, after matayo ang bahay, after magkaroon ng house blessing, tapos na ba ang laban? So, nag-celebrate tayo. Nag-house blessing tayo. Nag-thanksgiving tayo. Sa bahay, buhay. Sa bahay at buhay. Tapos na ba ang laban? Pag napatayo mo na ba ang dream house mo or naparenovate mo na ang iyong balor, wala na bang ibang dapat gawin na kasunod? After ng ritual blessing, wala nang mga pagsubok na darating. No? So nag-house blessing na, nagpasalamat na. What's next? Now you have your dream house. Kami, si Lawrence, ang dream house niya by the beach. Gustong-gusto niya yung bahay ni Frankie at ni, ano sino to? Sa Frankie and Grace and Frankie na series, no? By the beach. Beach house. Wala na bang pagsubok pag may beach house ka na? Diba? Anong next? Of course not. After nang matayo ang bahay, ang una niyong gagawin ay linisin ulit ito bago lipatan. Alisin ang mga debris, punasan. At nung lilipat na kami pabalik dun sa natapos na bahay nila Lawrence, yung nirenovate na bahay. I mean, nung gagawin siya, nung tatayo siya, naglabas na kami ng mga gamit, tinapo na mga basura, tinapo na yung mga gamit na hindi na pala kailangan, na nakatambak. Pero nung babalik na kami, ganun ulit, nag-check ulit, meron pa bang, at lo and behold, meron pa din pala kaming i-disregard na mga gamit, no, at mga basura. So yun, and then, So pag-check and ano, no, paglilinis ulit kahit tapos na yung bahay. Ano yung mga bagay na mula sa luma na pwede mo pang dalhin? Pwede mo pa rin ipasok sa panibagong bahay at buhay? At ano naman yung mga lumang bagay na hindi na talaga pwede? No, tulad nung isang luma, yung hindi naman kailangan lahat ng gamit bago. Di ba? Tulad nung, alam nga naman yung mess dining table nilang Nara, itapon mo dahil luma na. Of course not. Diba? Papalitan mo. Hindi, no? Siyempre, ibabalik mo yun. Yung Nara, yung mesa nilang Nara. And of course, yung mga, may mga, yun nga, kailangan mo rin yung mga bagong gamit. Dahil bago na yung bahay, kailangan mo rin ng mga bagong gamit at muebles. Some old things remain and stay, but some new things are also brought into the house and into your life. After ang blessing and once you have settled down, tapos na yung pagpapasalamat, then begins the daily maintenance of the house. After the blessing is the commitment to make the house as a home. To make it warm, welcoming, safe, joyful, clean, and orderly. A home that is nurturing. The same with, the same in life, country, and world. We also need to check if there are certain parts of the house that need some repairs or adjustments. No, yung banggit ko na again to sa series natin, no. Yung bahay ni Lawrence after ma-renovate may warranty for 1 year. May warranty for 1 year. Kasi within 1 year doon la pa lang makikita if may mga parts of the house na kailangan puliduhin. No? Lalong-lalo na yung bubong. Ma-check lang kung merong maling bubong or may tagas, may butas. Pag nagtag-ulan na, pag inulan na, and true enough, nung nag-uulan nung nakaraan, may mga parts na yung gilid. So, kailangan i-repair. Kailangan i-repair. Machi-check lang if there is a need to repair pag umulan na, makikita yung mga tumutulo somewhere, similarly sa buhay, community, at bayan. Part din ng maintenance is yung effort na regularly linisin ang bahay. Hindi naman porket meron ka ng super gandang bahay na renovate or bago, hindi mo na lilinisin, hindi mo na i-maintain. Yung pagwawalis, yung pagva-vacuum, paglilinis ng banyo, regularly na pagpapalit ng mga kurtina at kobre. At minsan nga, nung luma pa yung bahay mo, hindi mo siya ine-effort ang linisin regularly. Pero nung nagkaroon ka ng panibagong bahay o ni-renovate yung bahay, ano ba ito? Nakakapagod. Ano? Linis ng linis. Linis ng linis. Kailangan linisin. Diba? Gusto mo i-maintain kasi. No? At ang mga pag-maintain ng bahay at paglilinis ay nangangailangan ng napakatinding physical effort. Pareho din sa career, sa relasyon, sa simbahan, at sa ating bayan. Meron din maintenance. Daily maintenance. Now, sa loob naman ng bahay, in terms of making it a home, each member of the family makes an effort to sustain the house as a home. May tagalinis, may tagaluto, may nagpapakain ng, kung meron kayong pets, may nagpapakain, naglalabas ng aso or cats, may naglalaba. At part ng pagiging home at buhay pamilya ay ang paminsan-minsang tension or flare-up between family members. Part of life and family life yan. Pero, at meron pa rin mga nagkakasakit. Meron mga pagsubok pa din na mangyayari sa isang member of the family or sa buong pamilya. And eventually, ang hindi maiiwasan, there will be death. May kamatayan. Death of a parent, of a sibling, or a spouse. In all of it, in all of this, we still give thanks and bless God. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. Our first reading comes from one of the books we use sa 2020. Naging series natin January of 2020 ba? 2021 yata. Now, Grateful by Diana Butler Bass. And in our reading of her prayer, she says, sinasabi niya, we choose gratitude. Gratitude is a choice. At ang gustong-gusto kong linya doon, napaka-powerful nung linyang sinabi niya doon sa prayer. God, this thanksgiving, we do not give thanks. We choose it. Diyos, sa pagpapasalamat na ito, hindi lang kami nagpapasalamat. Pinipili namin ito. Pinipili namin ang pagiging mapagpasalamat. And this is what Paul says in our reading when Apostle Paul says, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And in another letter, sa Thessalonians chapter 5, sinasabi niya, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. Sabi ni Paul, even when they are persecuted as Christians, they gave thanks. May mga accounts, Roman accounts, na nagsasabi sa atin na when Christians were being burned alive, sinusunog ng buhay, and there are stories that Christians were used as lamp, street lamp, along the streets of Rome by the Emperor Nero, ginawang lampara ang mga Kristiyano sa kalsada ng Roma ng emperador na si Nero. Siniliban sila, no? Sinisiliban sila yung lampara. There are accounts that when they were being burned alive or being fed to wild beasts in the Colosseum, the Christians would sing hymns. Hymns of thanksgiving. Nakakaloka. Hindi man nagme-make sense sa mga Romano, sa mga Gentiles. Why on earth would these Christians kakanta ng pagpapasalamat, would sing hymns while being burned alive, while being fed to wild beasts? Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, the Christians found a home in the one that they believe to be the Messiah, Jesus Christ. They have founded a home in their church communities in Rome, in Thessalonica, in Ephesus, and other cities. Yet in the midst of all trials and persecutions and sufferings, they bless God and give thanks. They celebrate and give thanks even in the face of death. Not because they welcome pain or death. Hindi dahil gusto nila yung pain or kamatayan. But because they are a people whose lives have been transformed by the reality of the resurrection. They are a people of a God of new life and new beginnings, whose promise is always to rebuild, restore, and resurrect. We are, supposedly, we are children of the resurrection. At saan ko ba narinig to? We are Christians not because of the cross. Not because of the death of Jesus. We are Christian because of the resurrection. The hope, the promise, the reality of the resurrection. Of always being restored, renewed, and rebuilt. We give thanks. At si Jesus mismo, Jesus himself, knowing well that he is about to suffer unbearable physical, emotional, mental, and psychosocial pain, nonetheless took bread, gave thanks to God. Kahit alam na ni Jesus na siya ay mamamatay na kinabukasan, siya pa rin ay nagpasalamat. Baruch ata Adonai melech haolam. So, bahay, buhay. Punta tayo kay bayan. EDSA People Power was the initial process of demolition and deconstruction, of clearing the land so that we may rebuild anew as a country, as a people. At yung EDSA People Power, yes, nangyari sa EDSA yan, pero may mga nangyari din na rally. Nung nangyayari na yung EDSA People Power, may ibang mga rally nangyari sa ibang mga lungsod. Isa na doon ang Davao, na ang nanguna ay nanay ni Duterte. It was clearing the land. Demolition, deconstruction, clearing of the land so that we may rebuild anew. After the Marcoses have fled, umalis na ang mga Marcos, there was a great celebration. Palagi nilang sinasabi, alam mo nung panahon ng lolo ko, nung martial law, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Pero meron din naman ako naririnig na, alam mo ba, kakaiba yung sense of unity, sense of greatness at ligaya during the time of EDSA. Meron din ganung accounts. There was great celebration. There was thanksgiving. May pagpapasalamat that no one was killed in the process of removing a dictator. First time in human history. Unheard of. That to free a people, we did not need to shed blood. First time in history. But EDSA People Power of 4 to 5 days did not mean to say na sa 4 o 5 araw, mawawala lahat ng problema magically. Hindi ibig sabihin nun na sa 4 o 5 araw, naitayo mo na yung bahay. The house has been set in order just 4 or 5 days, or even a year. That after the celebration and the thanksgiving, suddenly, the Philippines becomes prosperous again. Nang ganun-ganun na lang. Even after EDSA, even after the celebration and the thanksgiving, the work of rebuilding, maintaining, and sustaining the house and turning it into a livable home is a long process that needed effort from every single Filipino. Yun ang problema. Pag sinabi natin every single Filipino. It is an ongoing process that also needed good materials. Our values as Filipinos na parang nakalimutan din natin in the last 30 years. I will rebuild you, says the Lord. Even after the house has been rebuilt or restored, kailangan natin ipagpatuloy ang pagsasaayos, paglilinis, at pagtataguyod ng ating mga bahay, buhay, at bayan. At ang pagpapatuloy na ito ay dapat palaging nakaugat sa pag-ibig. Ang patuloy nating paglilinis, pagtataguyod ng bahay, buhay at bayan ay dahil pinipili nating patuloy na magmahal. Pagmamahal na puspos ng pagpapasalamat anuman ang kaharapin o pagdaanan. So nawa, gabayan tayo ng Diyos sa ating buhay, sa ating bayan, sa ating bahay. Gabayan tayo ng Diyos na siyang nagbigay ng mga biyaya para itaguyod at itayo ang ating buhay, bahay at bayan. Nawa sa ating patuloy na paglikha at pagpapanday ng tahanan, sarili at pamayanan, maging malinaw at matibay ang mga values at prinsipyo na siyang bumuo at patuloy na bubuo sa parehong bahay, buhay at bayan. I end this reflection today and our entire New Year's series with the same words of Paul that we heard today and last week. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, anuman ang totoo, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, makatarungan, whatever is pure, anuman ang dalisay, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing these things that you have learned, you have received, and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Amen.